advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to be here today.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Where's the other four roses?
What are you talking about?
It's directly behind you.
I saw one.
There was two.
Yeah, we had two.
It's right there.
Oh yeah, it's right there.
I fucking suck. Point at it.
Right there.
It's directly behind you.
Right behind you.
I wasn't expecting that bottle.
See it?
Someone gave us whiskey. I'm trying to figure out what was different between that one. I heard you guys. I mean, I know this is single barrel, but I don't know what this is.
That one's a cheap one.
Bourbon.
That one's got a twisty cap.
It does have a twisty cap.
I think we have three different levels of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We do. This is twisty cap you got status.
Store-bought bourbon.
It says four roses bourbon.
Then we got the small batch with a cork.
Mixed feelings in a small batch a long time ago.
And then
now we have single barrel strength small batch four roses.
Private selection.
That Sammy Walsh went with someone from Red Dog, and they actually had like video and stuff. They posted them picking the barrel.
They went all the way to Florida.
Take it out with a giant beaker and let you taste it or something into a shot glass with like a glass rod and stuff.
They did it in Florida. They went to Florida to the Four Roses factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And put a beaker in a vat of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
I'll roll with that.
I don't know. I've never been to one.
I've never been to Florida.
I haven't either.
You have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never been to a distillery though.
Even if you went to Florida, you couldn't go to the Four Roses factory because that's not where it's at.
You're a liar.
That's true. It would be hard.
Just trolling Sammy because he's super into alcohol. He knows lots of informations and datas about it. So we're going to try that, yeah?
Let's try it.
I don't have a glass.
Knocking out.
One right there, dog.
Nope, it's dirty.
Fucking.
I don't think that one's dirty.
That one? Let me see.
See?
I actually washed our glasses last time.
That one's not. I take my glasses up when I leave, so I don't know who's putting these dirty glasses down here.
I don't know how it happens, man. Sounds like sabotage.
I can tell you sit down here and fucking drink. That's how it happens, you alcoholic.
Out of
fuck.
Four glasses? That'd be my alibi. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but you
could take it.
I take mine up. You know I do.
So the other thing is, while we're getting our pour, I really want to give an extra special thank you to Sammy Walsh, because he not only bought us the deliciousness that we're about to drink, he bought a special bottle of Blade Runner Johnny Walker Black.
Yeah, that apparently we don't get to taste.
And
it's just Johnny Walker Black. But Dave acted like a 12-year-old fucking kid getting a Star Wars toy in the 70s.
Like, you don't understand. Like, I didn't start drinking until I was 26. But
12.
When I was in high school and I first got obsessed with the movie Blade Runner, I used to, like, Rick Deckard, the main character, would get his ass whooped and then go home to his shitty apartment, and he would drink Johnny Walker Black out of a square futuristic Johnny Walker Black bottle and sit on the patio getting pissed drunk with blood coming out of his mouth. And I thought it was fucking awesome.
And so once, what you're saying is you want me to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. Then you'll drink
so you can
it.
Go home.
And I didn't drink at the time, but I would actually like put
you just
on
have to battle first.
I would
all.
Sit on my balcony and listen to the Blade Runner soundtrack, even though I didn't drink whiskey, to summon the feeling of Rick Deckard. So I have a long history with the awesome square Blade Runner Johnny Walker Black bottle. And when I saw it upstairs, I lost my fucking mind.
He just stopped in his tracks. He's all, oh my God. It was like a little fucking like girlish.
I have wanted that bottle since I was I've probably wanted that bottle.
You wanted that bottle and it didn't exist until now.
Exactly. I wanted a bottle that you couldn't buy for 30 years. And I didn't even know it was buyable until I saw it.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
People have sent us a lot of cool shit. shit, but never have we gotten a reaction like
that. I lost my shit.
And then he was just quiet, like staring at it, reading the box, turning it over, opening it up, looking at it. And then I realized that's not our bottle. That's Dave's bottle. And we will never drink that. That's not getting opened. And it's eventually going home, probably, I'm sure.
So thank you very much, yeah. Sammy Walsh. That was awesome.
But on that, yeah.
So the Four Roses single special super duper.
All over the equipment. That's good. It's spicy.
I know we always say that.
It is, though.
It really is spicy.
That really is spicy, though.
Yeah, Britt, I said it's good, and Britt's face was like, holy shit.
That was jet fuel out my nose.
But the thing that's weird, like the thing that I'm realizing, like
it's super smooth though.
It is. Yeah. And the thing that I'm realizing about whiskey is like, we always say it's spicy because we suck at describing whiskey.
Whiskey is spicy.
But the spice is always different.
Yeah.
Like this was really unique because for me, it was like just in the back of the throat.
That's where it's setting right now.
Like that was where the spice, and in other ones, it's like it hits you right in the front of the tongue or right. Mm-hmm. Like
it's also in my tear ducts, just for the record.
Yeah, it hits deep, like the spice, but it's like smooth and caramely.
I feel like you're talking about me right now.
Yeah, he's smooth and caramely.
Yeah.
And then the spice hits you in the back of the throat.
Cream of wheat with cinnamon. That's what it tastes like.
That's pretty delicious.
Today. I can't take your
With lumps.
Yeah, I can't take your lumpy analogies anymore. Speaking of spicy and lumpy, someone else got us a gift.
Sometimes it's like scalloped potatoes. That's when you don't want it.
Ooh, like, man, comes out in disc like
frisbee.
Form.
Like disc
form?
Frisbee discs. Yeah,
I'm gonna say save that gift for the second show because
I can't. I just poured it.
I have a mouthful of whiskey and coffee. I'm not going to be able to appreciate it.
How are you gonna have salsa sit for an hour and a half and eat it and get botulism?
You're not going to get botulism in an hour and a half from
salsa.
Are
we tasting it then? Because Dave is refusing.
I say we taste it.
I'll taste it. It's just not going to be quite the experience.
It's probably going to be spicy.
Yeah, you'll need more. Yeah, spicy lumpy.
I'm just going to give you that.
One of our fans, it's funny because he actually works at a grocery store that I was talking shit on. And I went grocery shopping, not realizing that in the confessional booth is our podcast, that I was going to get called out while shopping. He's like, hey, man, aren't you Sofa King Brent? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, hey, I listened to the show. You were talking shit about our meat section. I was like, yes, I was. Damn it.
You're like, well, are you going to do anything about it?
Yeah, I was like, well, it is Brown Town. Is that your phone? Someone's phone.
Yours, probably.
So he started making homemade salsa that he's on the road to actually selling, and he's professionally making this, and it's called El Capitan Salsa. So this is in no way a conflict with El Yucateco, our primary sponsor, who I will thank in a moment, because it is completely different. It's like, it's chunkier than pico de gallo. Brad described it as
stovetop stuffing. And Brent said Stouffer's stovetop, and I said no.
I thought that was like a type of Stouffer's.
Is it Stouffer's? I don't know. No, maybe I'm not wrong. No, it's just stovetop.
Stovetop is a brand?
Stovetop is a brand. I would bet money that it's made by Unilever.
So this is, he has two.
Or Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
He has medium and habanero, but being that we are sponsored by a hot sauce company, I don't want us to be bitches, and I brought just the habanero down into the bowl. So get Chip here. All right, so we're going to try it.
Do you want to talk about the hot sack while we're passing?
Oh, yeah, it's fucking Kraft.
While we're passing that around. Kraft, damn it.
God damn it.
You know what that means? That's Nestle. Yeah. So this week's Techo winner, I had posted on our official page a picture of Mike Tyson saying, this is my favorite Thoth. And I said, just to use a celebrity meme to describe your love for El Yucateco. And there were some good ones on there. But Brad chose, because he's a big Patrick Swayze fan.
Yes.
He chose, is that my phone? I had turned shit off. It might be me. I'm bad. He chose a ghost meme. And it was Patrick Swayze behind Demi Moore. And instead of the clay pot, they were sexually embracing a bottle of El Yucateco hot sauce.
It's pretty great.
It was hot, I have to say. Yeah. I knew hot sauce could be hot, but memes can be
clean and dirty at the same time.
And that was posted by John Schultz. And we're pretty sure that I didn't dig into his profile
yet. He's either German or black.
Yeah. I think he's a German spy.
Because his name is spelled weird.
J-A-H-N. Yeah. And then Schultz, like you thought it was spelled. So, all right, I'm going to pass this
off. Which is spelled weird anyway. I always thought that.
That was onion heavy.
Are we crunching in the microphone?
Hell yeah.
It has to happen.
Just so you know, there's going to be a lot of crunch in here.
Oh,
in a minute.
God. You guys are taking a lot.
Out of my crunch.
It smells spicy.
It's warm. I won't lie. It's pretty warm.
I don't like tomatoes.
I have coffee and beer.
That's pretty damn good, though.
It's fucking warm, though. That's a good bite, dude. That's really good.
Yeah, look at Brad's face.
He went for seconds, though. He's chip number two. It's good. Oh, Dave asked for it back, so this is good stuff.
No, it is warm and delicious. And here goes another crunch.
Shit's pretty warm, dude. Yeah. I had this before, I'll admit.
Ooh, yeah.
It is fucking nice. This is hot. I'm taking a big scoop.
I got the chills.
So what's his name?
It's Michael Schultz. And he does have an email address. It's, I don't think he can't ship it to you, though. You guys can't have it because it's refrigerated. Fuck, that one's hot, man.
Yeah.
That bite was fucking hot.
I'm on fire.
Ooh. God damn.
And when the Triple X King
yeah.
says it's hot.
That's warmer than last time. I bet he made this special just to fucking because I was talking shit.
I like mild.
You're going
like,
to say like is you like drop the ball on his email.
Because you can't do anything about it. Like unless you live in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Like,
well, but
live
still.
In Bakersfield. Yeah, I'll do it. But yeah, you send him dick pics or something. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, in true fashion. You just send whatever you want to this email.
Yeah.
It's MSCHILTZ06. @gmail.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious salsa. Thank you.
You send him an email and just say whatever you want.
Mountain Dew makes it hotter.
Just so he feels loved. Yeah. Tecate puts out the fire. Man, that was fucking warm, dude. I'm not going to lie.
No, it was
hot. I'm good at hot stuff, and that's fucking hot. But I talked a little shit and said that my 8-year-old ate the fucking medium last time, was just like spooning it up with Fritos. I'm pretty sure he stepped up the game just to fuck with us. That's also a variable in homemade salsa.
I didn't say anything, though.
Because you get a habanero pepper. One fucking week versus next week, and it's a different fucking game, dude. Yeah. That shit's hot.
Yeah, I can't talk anymore.
Yeah, that's good, though.
So, but John Schultz, congratulations. You are the El Yucateco Hot Sack winner this week. Send me a message on Facebook, since that's where you posted it. I'll assume you have a Facebook, and I will get a hot sack mailed out to Black Germany for you right away.
That's right. Black Germany.
Austin Jerry Curl. I'm sending you Austin Jerry Curl as our new sponsor. No?
Hmm? What? Let your Schultz glow.
Yeah, let your Schultz glow. Winston curl.
So,
I'm sweating a little bit.
We ready for the topic?
Yeah, I think so.
So today's topic, it's got my sinuses kicking.
I feel good.
It's fucking warm.
I feel opened up.
I think I'm going to take a shot of Yucateco before the show every day
my
now.
My tongue's on fire.
Yeah. We should always start the show like that.
Our topic today, we actually found in a roundabout fashion because we were looking at some other topic ideas. And then Brent, looking for this other topic, ran into this topic.
I was trying to find Belcher Massacre.
Right. We're looking for the
which we may do at Belcher some point.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And then he ended up stumbling onto the Oslo Massacre. And then it turns out that was actually number 3 on the on the fan voted.
Because we don't look at that until after we pick a topic.
Right. No, we actually found Belcher, right? That's where we found Belcher.
That's where we found Belcher. Yeah. It was like
and we're looking
down.
For Belcher, but it came up with Norway. And then it turns out the Norway Massacre is the Oslo Massacre. Which I remember this event happening. God damn.
I don't remember it at all, dude.
Oh, I do. I remember that being on the news. And this studying this was fucking rough, man. I'm a big sissy, I guess, but this shit got me in the feelers for sure. Like watching video and stuff when the police arrive on the bank and whatnot.
Yeah, I didn't see much video, so I didn't have that kind of visceral reaction.
No, I watched tons of interviews with him in court, the trial. I watched the videos of shit going down, helicopter footage overhead. Why? Well, I wanted to have the experience. And I'll be honest, dude, my throat hurt. I didn't cry, but my fucking throat hurt real bad on this one. I was like, woof, because I have kids, dude. Like, my daughter actually just turned 14, and the youngest person killed on the island was 14. And it was that age group. It was a summer camp where you think your kids are safe. They're out on this fucking island.
They're not safe.
You think
on
so?
On an island?
In Norway? Shit like that doesn't happen.
In
since
Norway?
World War II. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, until now. Now I don't feel safe
what
anywhere.
What about fucking Jason? Nobody ever seen that movie?
No one saw him coming.
Yeah.
She knows not to follow. If it's what was that noise? She knows not to go over there.
Right.
You don't go. You just leave.
Right. Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, Jason has a hierarchy in who he kills.
That's it's like true. Star Trek. It's like if you're wearing
a red
shirt.
No, he does.
Black's first.
No, first is.
Well, actually, no. Black's not first.
No, Black's not first. First is naked couples having sex.
That's right. Yep.
That's first.
Right.
Like first and foremost.
Well, sorry. First is naked couple having sex wet.
Yep.
No, that's first. Like in the lake, in a shower, that's like number one.
They're doing it right. They're dead. So
couple having sex dry is under that. Naked female is under that. Naked male is under
and
that.
And usually hides a body around somebody having sex.
Yeah,
so it drips.
Yeah.
The blood drips on them.
Yeah.
That's always.
Yeah.
That's usually the dry sex.
Dry sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they're getting
try
wet.
To watch them.
They're
I've
like,
never seen
like,
it.
Like, oh, it feels good. What is that? Oh, are you coming on my face?
Are they, are they eating fig Newtons when they're having sex? Mm. What's going on with your
mouth? Tastes like mashed potatoes.
No, there's a corpse hanging above them that's dripping down.
Yeah, it gets in their mouth usually.
You made delicious eating noises while you did that though. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's how Brad has sex. That's why mashed potatoes are involved.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Mm-hmm. When they could be garlicky, could be buttery. It's always a surprise.
Depends on what you ate.
Do you want the garlic mashers? Yeah. You ever had pineapple mashed potatoes?
You gotta get,
it can happen.
If you're going to hang out with Brad, you got to give him 24 hours.
Yeah, you got to order it early.
Yeah, let him know 24 to 40 hours in advance.
You got
to
watch. Yeah, you got to watch what I eat.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, bacon, mashed potatoes. That sounds great. Sour cream.
When I was looking at the menu, papaya garlic, like I couldn't pass that shit up. It was interesting.
Bagels and cream cheese mashed potatoes. Yeah. You ever had it?
Mm. Yeah. It is that Jewish one. What is it? The one with the smoked salmon and cream cheese.
Lox.
Yeah,
lox. The lox. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can do quiches, like whatever you want.
Dave's looking at the clock, I think. Are you looking at the clock?
No, I was looking
at staring, wondering what it would taste like.
I was just staring into oblivion.
Oh, up and away. Up and to the left. Accessing your database. All right, continue. I'm sorry.
So
got me in the feeler. Continue.
It's also still
so,
hot.
Got you in the feeler. So the Oslo Massacre. And again, I didn't like, and it's, I tripped out when I was looking at it because I'm like at the time, until I got rid of my cable a couple of years ago, I was like Johnny News. Like I would watch the news every single day. I'd watch local news. I'd watch like the, like CBS or NBC or one of the big like nightly news. I would watch them almost every night. So for this to have not hit my radar, unless there's just so many fucking massacres these days that it's just like, I watched it and I was like, oh.
The if it bleeds, it leads propaganda.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I just, the media is so fucked up. Like the way that they show you what they want to show you is bullshit. Right. Cause I've never heard of this either.
Yeah.
Like this is, that's something that's crazy. And it's just like,
I remember this happening for sure.
Yeah. I didn't remember it at all. But so the Oslo Massacre, happened on July 22nd, 2011. And it came in two phases. And the first phase was a giant bomb that blew up downtown.
It was a car bomb, right?
And then the second one was, him on a shooting spree on the same day, like
which
within
is
a couple hours
where lies the genius, for lack of a better term, of the plan, really.
Yeah. Right.
That's kind of a big distraction. And he took off. It was very diehard.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It
like,
was.
Look over here and I'm doing this over there. Yeah.
So the guy is named Anders Breivik is his name. And I know that's probably the only name that I'm going to be able to pronounce for the entire episode. Because they've all got some crazy.
And it's not just
Norwegian.
Norway. Yeah, it's not just Norwegian. It's an ethnic diversity amongst the island.
Yeah,
yeah. The victims all have
pretty
crazy
names. So my.
He looks just like, speaking of Die Hard, though, a bad guy from Die Hard before he shaves his head.
He's straight up Euro terrorist.
After he shaves his head, he's like powder became a Nazi. He's fucking scary looking.
Yeah. And he was Norwegian himself. And he was a right wing. He's still alive. He's a right wing Christian extremist who was motivated because he basically hates Muslims and he hates leftist ideals and he wants fascism to come back to Europe. And he thinks that all the lax immigration laws were ruining his country of Norway. So if you're in America and you're thinking that type of thought is unique to American people, it's all over. It doesn't matter. Like there's fucking wackadoos in every country that don't want anyone coming into our country, stealing our jobs and are willing to blow people up about it.
Take our jobs.
Yeah. So, but he especially hated Muslims. A lot of Muslims were moving in there. He was allegedly the author of a manifesto and we haven't done very many people who wrote manifestos. You gotta be a special,
pages too.
Yeah. You gotta be a special type to have written a manifesto.
Yeah, because he was like allegedly working on this since he was like 23 or something. He had begun planning and preparing for this, and he's 32 when it occurs.
Right. So and I tried to read his manifesto.
He looks like Julian Assange.
He does. A lot.
Yeah, he does. Assange. He does.
He plagiarizes the Unabomber and just substitutes words.
Right.
Like he changes.
It wasn't a good manifesto. Unabomber's manifesto was at least interesting and well written. This manifesto was not good.
Well, maybe because it's translated.
No, I think he wrote it in English.
That might be
Ted
why.
Ted Kaczynski, right?
Yeah.
And Ted Kaczynski was like super mathematician. He was really intelligent. So it was probably well read. But yeah, this guy was just a normal guy is what's so fucking weird. Yeah. No one expects this shit.
No. So his manifesto was called 2083, A European Declaration of Independence, which I think is actually the same title as the third Independence Day.
It's because he thinks he's going to be like Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
Like in 2083, he feels like they're going to like spring him out of jail and he'll become president or prime minister.
Well, no, he thinks that
it still could happen.
It still could. I mean, the main thought was that there would be radicals like him, terrorists like him
forward.
All over Europe that would completely destabilize Europe by doing terrorist attacks by the year 2083 until the entire European Union and regime collapsed.
And everybody was satisfied playing Call of Duty.
This is my thing. I'm not supporting this guy at all. Don't take it that way. But if his idea would have came to fruition and people started doing that and they overthrew the governments that were at, you know, in control at this time,
right?
Like that's just the revolution, you know, in itself. You know what I mean? That's what everybody's done not to the extreme of this guy. That's what I'm saying. I'm not using this case as like a go out and shoot a bunch of kids. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying like, the idea that this guy had, I guess, is what a revolution is based on. He was just extreme.
Yeah. And he picked a date. He has an end date. He has a use by date on his manifesto.
So if we outlast that, we're good.
Right. Like, exactly. Yeah.
Get it by 2083 and we're done, as long as we can get past that.
Because we've learned that from studying different cults. Don't put a specific date down because then you look like an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the world's going to come to an end on this date at this hour. And then it doesn't.
Yeah, that's why the Bible's great, because there's no date on it.
Just everything. Just keep
it's
it just, vague.
Yeah. Give it time. It's going to come. Yeah.
Keep it vague. So that's my advice to Breivik, is keep it vague. So his plan starts on the 22nd of July, 2011, and at a roughly 3:30 in the afternoon, he drives up and he parks his vehicle with a 20.
It's technically a Volkswagen van, but it's not like
it's a van.
Not cool bus like you're thinking, like a new van,
No, it's a Volkswagen van, and it's got
Touareg.
2,100 pounds of explosives made out of fertilizer.
Yeah.
Is no joke. That's a massive bomb.
And everywhere in the world, there should just be a fucking thing. It's like, why are you buying this much? We're going to deliver it.
He had to register. He registered a farm.
He started a fake company.
What does it matter? Yeah, you start the fake company, you're going to blow up. You know you're going to jail or dying.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying, like, from here on out, ammonium nitrate and diesel fuel. Like,
there is.
I know, but they don't fucking do it because he has a farm. It should be, even if you have a fucking farm at this
point. I'm sure they watch it.
Yeah, no, he got placed on a watch list.
But what are you going to do? Like, you own a farm and it's like he ordered 2,000 pounds of manure. Like, what are you going to fucking send an agent to watch him spread the manure?
It's not manure, though. It's a white crystal chemical.
Still.
Someone told me that.
Yeah. But I mean, if you have a legit massive farm, you're going to use those quantities. Yeah, like, there's no way to police it.
Yeah, I can go down and get it for my grass. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you can buy 20 pounds at a time at Lowe's and pay cash for it, probably.
2,000 pounds of it would take a minute.
Yeah.
But ever since
Timothy McVeigh, you know, Oklahoma.
That smurfing?
Yeah,
Oklahoma City bombing, they were already tracking that stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there was already databases with you know, different chemicals known to create explosives, and you know, people are being
everything
watched,
he
no
buys
what.
For this actually is done legally, I think,
mm-hmm.
because he tries to do it illegally at one point, but he actually does everything on the up and up.
Right.
He's like, I need a gun.
Yeah.
Okay, go to the store.
No, he went to fucking Prague because he watched a BBC special that showed the like underground gun market was
Didn't work out there. Yeah.
And he tried to buy like guns and like a rocket launcher and grenades and shit. And he's like, this wasn't the BBC documentary was really misleading. It wasn't as easy as as they said. So he went back because he already had like a Mossberg shotgun and like a 308 hunting rifle, and he had them for 7 years. He had no criminal record.
Yeah.
Everything was clean. So he actually just applied and bought like an M14 or something. Mm-hmm. And then he bought he wanted to buy a Glock pistol, but that took him some time. He had to actually actively participate in like 15 like shooting lessons or something and be acting like he was going to a gun club. So it looked like it, but he bought like a fucking shit ton of 30 round clips from the United States.
Magazines.
And, yeah, Matt, I always do that, I know. And then he also bought 30 round magazines for his fucking Glock.
Clips.
Now you're going to say clips? You motherfucker.
Magazines.
From like the, for that was in Norway though. Like, what do they think you're doing with a pistol with a 30 round clip? Are you magazine. Equilibrium? You're fucking doing a, fuck you, man. I'm just doing it.
Did you hear what he named his Glock?
No, magazine. I did not see that.
He Clipper. Named it Mjolnir.
Mjolnir? What's Mjolnir. That from?
Thor's hammer.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he's a creepy motherfucker, yeah. Dude.
I thought it was a little uninventive.
Yeah.
The name? Well, naming your gun at all was...
Like, if you're from Norway, like, you're going to go with Thor's hammer. Like, yeah. Isn't that kind of... Like, that's, like, fucking stereotypical.
Dude, he hung out and played fucking World of Warcraft all day. What do you think he's going to name it?
He did spend, he spent, what was it, 10.5 hours
I thought he was,
or something?
That was just for an alibi.
I thought he was writing WikiLeaks in that time. He was doing code for WikiLeaks. Assange.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting them confused. They look exactly alike. This is bullshit.
They all look alike.
They do.
Yeah.
He was a level 80 knight elf druid. I played with him a couple of times.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm.
What was his name on there?
I don't want to say. It might be incriminating to me. There's some chat logs that exist. I don't want to put it out there.
You told him where to get the manure.
Well, he was a female night elf druid. I'll just say that. It's awkward. I don't want to bring it up. It.
No. So it's not incriminating. It's
embarrassing. It's,
yeah,
embarrassing.
I don't think, yeah. Got it.
So he ends up, so his plan was like he packed the bomb to one side of the van to maximize the explosion. But then when he went up to park in where he planned to do it, all the parking spots were taken. So the bomb didn't have the effect that he wanted it to have because he had to park on the opposite side of the street. So the bomb wasn't really...
The same thing happened in the World Trade Center bombing. Like, everyone would have died if he could have just found the right parking spot. And couldn't. So they settled for a different parking spot.
Yeah, the basement?
Mm-hmm.
The basement one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I was just thinking right now when you were talking and I wasn't listening to you?
Mm-hmm. Was it about mashed potatoes?
No, it's just these types of events, dude. They get me and it's just a weird thing. Like me and Dave were saying, we never heard of this, even though it was in Norway, you know, whatever, it's something around the globe you would probably hear. It's a huge massacre, that would affect ultimately the United States and gun laws and all kinds of stuff, mm-hmm. You know, which it probably did in surrounding areas and Norway.
Right.
but I was thinking about Las Vegas, you know, supposedly it's the highest, kill count that we've ever had, mm-hmm. You know, of a shooting, all this stuff. And it went on for about 2 weeks. And then you don't hear anything about it.
No, like it just drops off.
It's just gone.
It is gone. Off.
There is nothing. No more pray for Vegas. No more nothing.
No, that's the news cycle.
And it like, is.
Something else is more important now. And that's
Kardashian had a baby or something.
And that's my thing.
Like Black and that's my, Friday.
That's my thing. What could be more important than the highest headcount shooting ever in American history?
Black Friday sales?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like how embarrassing is that as
a
culture?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
No, we care more about what fucking Donald Trump tweeted than we do about any of the actual issues that are occurring.
I actually do, Dave. Thank you.
Okay. It was funny. I saw it.
Yeah, it was funny.
So he parks it and his plan was, so the heart of the Labor Party government, which is like what he hates.
Right.
I think it was at the Parliament building. Was it the, I know it was where the Prime Minister,
where the Prime Minister's at.
It's the Prime Minister's office is there. So
it was the Prime Minister of the Deep Shadows.
That's right. But it blew up and it damaged that building. It damaged the Ministry of Oil.
It was the housing office of the Prime Minister, the Ministry of Justice and Police building or something. But he did it next to the housing.
You have to say Minister of Justice.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to say it like that.
Wearing a white wig right now just to make it feel better.
Okay. Down there?
Mm, yes.
Okay, so I was going to say, I don't see the...
And that's not an elephant trunk.
Yeah, that's why my pants were so puffy when I walked in. I'm wearing a justice wig on my cock and balls.
Is that a justice
wig? I'm making judgments right now.
Yeah, you ask me what's going on down there, I'm like, nothing, justice wig.
Yeah, if you hear the hammer drop, you know, order, from beneath the table.
What's going on with your pants? Nothing, justice wig. Yeah.
And you just justice go, is happening
justice
right now.
Justice wig and open up your crotch.
I am the Chancellor of Justice, so.
So, but the Prime Minister, Jens Stoltenberg, was actually at his residence behind the Royal Palace, like several blocks away. So he wasn't anywhere near it, but if he was, there's a good chance he would have been injured, but probably not killed.
Dude, the receptionist called like authorities and said, hey, there was a weird guy got out of a van dressed like a police officer with a gun in his hand and left the van there. And then it blew up and killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she, oh.
Yeah.
She knew.
No, it's pretty rough.
If I see anyone getting out of a van dressed like a police guy, like, once again, I'm going to quote Die Hard. I'm getting the fuck out of there. That is some shit.
But
like,
and the thing was, though, even because one of the articles that I read, or it was actually part of a, it was an excerpt from a book that was written based on this guy's interviews and his court transcripts. And one of the things that it talked about was specifically, like, when he parked the van, he said he took forever to leave the van because he knew if anyone saw him leave the van, they would question, why is a cop coming out of a plain van?
Why didn't he just have a duffel bag?
It was like three. It was like 3 minutes.
That's a very good fucking question. Yeah. That's a very good question.
It takes him an hour and a half to get where he's going to start shooting people. He fucking lucked out, to be honest. Once again, for lack of a better term, lucked out. But it took him an hour and a half to get where the fuck he was going for the next part of his plan. They just happened to not stop traffic. Like they didn't make a decision to like stop traffic.
They didn't know what to do.
Right. They were not used to this shit.
No, they were not ready for
fucking bomb. Oh fuck!
Yeah, exactly.
They all ran in. They're like, "Unsta." What did they say? How they say it?
Unsta. Yeah. They heard it from 4.3 miles away. That they heard that blast. It blew out fucking glass in every building for like a couple blocks or something. It was gnarly when you watch the footage. 8 people died right away. People
how many?
Everywhere.
How many buildings fell?
None. Buildings fell though.
Exactly.
No structural fire buildings.
Just want to say.
But some people think
Oklahoma City bombing was an inside job.
But people think that if he had parked where he wanted to, it might not have knocked the building down, but it would have done much more damage.
It would have been much worse.
So he sneaks out of the van, and you can see footage of him. There's security footage of him leaving the van, like it's all out there to be seen. But he creeps out of the van. It blows up. It injures something like 220 people, but it only kills 8.
It took him under a minute to leave the van, to be honest, though. I saw that. It was that he left the door open for 16 seconds, and then another 16 seconds, he stepped out, and then he stood outside the van for 7 seconds before quickly walking away. Because they have that shit on fucking closed circuit camera or whatever. It's fucking.
But the other thing is that was super sketchy is it was just a fucking fuse.
Yeah.
He just lit a fuse on this massive fucking bomb and tried to fucking trot his way out of there.
It could have not worked. I'm sure he made little firecracker ones on his fucking farm, but.
But it could have not worked. It could have blown up instantly.
Yeah, it could have been like quick fuse.
Yeah, it's like, that's zip. Some sketchy shit.
But just the concussion killed people. Some of them weren't actually hit by shrapnel or like anything. Just the concussion of it killed them. Fucking
but
crazy.
Pretty much only people on the street near the van when it blew up died. Which again, it's either because he sucked at bomb making or the van was parked wrong or everything else has been a false flag. I don't know where to take that one. But so he's dressed as a cop. He has his Glock Mjolnir and his assault rifle. I'm going to say he named it Bjork.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
I didn't think he was carrying the assault rifle. He just had his pistol in his hand.
Bjorn.
Did he have the assault rifle too?
He had the rifle with him.
I didn't see the actual footage of that part.
Because I didn't see footage of it, but I know unless he stashed it where he was going
to
get on the ferry.
He went to a parked car. He walked just a couple blocks to a car he had parked. But he did have his gun in his hand, the pistol, like unholstered and in a homemade police outfit that he made.
Yeah.
From badges he ordered on the internet. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So then he picks up the assault rifle, Bjork. From his car.
He named it Bjork.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. I like it.
I didn't find a name, but that's what I'm
saying. It had swan feathers on it.
Exactly. It was fabulous. Yeah.
Glitter.
But he gets to a ferry to go out to the island, and he even the pilot of the boat was looking at him like, what the fuck is going on? And he basically bluffs the guy and says, I'm following up a lead on the explosion that just happened downtown. I have to get out to the island.
I guess there's construction going on. And so traffic was bad, which is the same thing that happens to special ops later. So it took him longer to get where he was going because he had intended to show up to the island because the previous prime minister was giving a speech that morning. And he fucking had absolute hatred for that political leader and wanted to start shooting while she was giving a speech.
I see.
And he ended up being late. But he flashes a badge and credentials at pretty much a kid, I think. Like, it was a really young person running that ferry, gets onto the island, and then he's greeted by like the head of the island, and she immediately gets suspicious and calls security. And
I am fucking the head of the island.
Yes. I can't remember her name. She was like the head of the summer camp thing, like the director of the summer camp. And then she calls security because she's like, this dude looks like fucking Die Hard. and has a fake fucking police suit. I think he was wearing like a wetsuit of some sort.
That's what's weird. The picture I kept seeing get circulated was him wearing like a wetsuit.
Yeah.
With like,
I think his intent was like, he'll be on an island, it's cold, maybe he has to swim away, he'll stay warm. Like maybe that was a backup plan.
Maybe.
And he didn't quite know what he was going to do yet. But yeah, he's wearing like a wetsuit, makeshift special ops looking suit. But she calls security and he fucking
And for
kills,
the, kills for the record, the whole scheme seems less like this guy is a Hans Gruber diehard terrorist genius and more like he bumbled his way through it and everybody else was just more incompetent than
he was. Because he ended up shooting kids instead of the person he wanted to shoot.
Well, he wanted to shoot all the kids, but he definitely wanted to get the
prime minister too.
Because the fact that the island, the summer camp is populated by the children of political leaders and
activists. The Labor Party's summer group.
Yeah. So the prime minister had like friends of family and possible family, like the brother to the prince of something was there.
Did he not think this would have repercussions, like as far as like, hey, let me go shoot all your kids and they're going to stop doing what they're doing?
No, it's going to make them more. He wanted to stop the next generation and kill all the offspring of the future of political leaders.
Statement I've ever heard in my life.
That was not mine, but
they could have, I know, I'm just saying they could have changed and went right wing. So, just because it's a
right,
it does, because their parents, it does end up having the opposite effect liberal. In the end. We'll get to everyone.
Yeah.
You know.
So yeah, he goes to the island. It's called Utoya Island. Mm-hmm. And every time I saw it, I just kept thinking of Jawas.
Jawas, why?
Utya.
Utidi. I'm having trouble like laughing on this one.
You
don't have to laugh. Yeah.
With it. You just go with it.
Sorry, I'm going with it
because that's what Jaw was.
You know what we need to do?
What's that?
We need more money on our Patreon so we can send Brent to improv classes.
I'd do it.
You need to go.
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
I'm just having like a little internal struggle on this one.
Oh, that's true. He did.
I don't know
all.
Why. Yeah, this one bothered me.
Throat Stop. Swole.
I know.
So
make more
it's
jokes
too soon for this one.
Make more jokes.
All right.
Yeah.
Dead kids.
Yay. Bloody kids.
Joke.
Bloody kids.
Go. No. That's not a joke.
Mm. Are they on their periods?
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a joke. Jesus.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
David is was that a joke? Is that a joke? That was a joke.
You'll hear it on playback. Right. It wasn't good. So yeah, he ends up in his makeshift police outfit, and then as he gets there, like all the descriptions I read of the scene are just fucking horrible.
I kept thinking
of the one in Australia.
Yeah.
Like I forget the guy's name, the fucking lunatic shooter from Australia.
I just call him Point Break.
Yeah. Point Break.
Martin something.
That was
something Martin.
Just Port Arthur shooting.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Port Arthur. So yeah, he calls everyone, he shoots those first two. And he even said, in court, he said, some of them are completely paralyzed. They cannot run. They stand totally still. This is something they never show on TV. It was very strange.
He also fired only like 138 shots in the entire thing over a period of an hour and a half. And almost all of them are headshots.
Yeah.
Like it's horrifying. Like he practiced, his training was Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 3, Call of Duty. And then he played Warcraft. No, literally, he went to a gun range. He went to a gun range for a ton of it, but he used a holo. He comes back. This is what's horrifying, dude. The next day, they fucking put him in shackles and bring him, not even really shackles, but like this harness thing that has a steel leash that the police are holding him by. They take him back to the island the next day the next week, and he's walking through the island with the police officers, just calmly explaining everything as it went down and giving the series of events as it went down with zero emotion about it. Just a matter of fact.
He's a fucking monster, dude.
Yeah. And so he said himself that he trained because he had a holographic red dot. And it was similar to what was in the game that he's using. But he went to gun ranges and shit, but that's what he spent his time doing for like the year leading up to it. He did nothing but play Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3. And then he developed a character on Warcraft as an alibi, I guess, to show for an excuse or alibi for his exclusion from society, because like his last company that went bankrupt, he just lived with his mom the entire time leading up to the events. And so he just played World of Warcraft and Modern Warfare 3 the whole time while buying fertilizer and trying to start a farm.
He should have moved to America, because that's like what half the people in America do.
He'd be getting paid. He would have been chill. Like, he wouldn't have killed anybody. Yeah, he's like, oh, exactly. I'm fucking, I get to sit here and do nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And make money. Yeah. This is fucking awesome.
But yeah, and another thing is, though, when he talked, he's at the trial, he said, quote, "My whole body tried to revolt when I took the weapon in my hand. There were 100 voices in my head saying, don't do it, don't do it." But then he said once he killed the first two, like you said, the camp organizer and the off-duty cop who was doing security, once he shot them, he went up because he shot them both and they fell. And then he walked up and shot them both to make sure they were dead. Right. Then he said that once he killed those first two, it was just,
there was no turning back.
He said that in his, he said at that point it was fight or flight and there was no flight.
Yeah.
Like at that point, his adrenaline was surging and it was just all about.
So here's the horrifying thing though. He walks up into the more center of the camp and just calls everyone around and waves his arms like, come around, come around. He looks like a police officer.
Right.
He calls everyone. They all gather around in a circle. And then he just grabs his weapon and starts shooting them all.
Yeah.
It's fucking gnarly. There was one account where a girl was saying that a lot of them got shot and they laid there to pretend like they were dead because they thought maybe if they pretend they're dead, he would just go away. But he walked over and headshot them again to make sure they were dead.
Yeah, to make sure they're dead.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oof, there's a story. I watched an interview with this girl and she gets shot in the stomach. Like he walks up over her and says, she's like, don't kill me. He shoots her in the stomach. She said it felt like her stomach exploded. He was using hollow points. And then like something happened where they caught his attention. She got up to run and then he shot her in the fucking elbow. Her scars were gnarly. Like her elbow was just exploded. But she fucking lived because something else happened. Like a news helicopter or something came over top and he looked away long enough for her to get away.
Yeah. Right. And then, but the other thing is there's some accounts, there was a guy named Adrian Praken who was interviewed by BBC and he said that he watched a 10-year-old boy.
I saw 11-year-old.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But there was a boy.
Stand up to him.
Right. Who stood up to him and said, you already killed my father. Don't kill me.
I'm too young to die.
And he agreed and walked away.
Yeah.
And then this other guy, Paken, who pled like the gun was pointed at him and he pled for his life and he didn't shoot him either. But my guess is this guy, just an older guy who was hanging out on the island and this kid on the island, they weren't part of his agenda.
Right.
I don't think he let him live because he had any compassion. I think he let him live because he probably realized, they're just here on the island. They're not part of the Labor Party.
Right.
Yeah. I don't need to kill them.
Right.
Like that's supposition, but that would be my thought on it. Cause
there was one where some kids from Chechnya or something, I think they had lived through some shit when they were little already and saw a bunch of people get killed.
Mm-hmm.
They're
from Chechnya. Of course they.
And that's shitty though.
And then I think damn it, Norway.
Again.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So
we went all the way to fucking Norway to get away from this.
He texts his father in the middle of it, and I think they're kind of older. He texted his father and said, "Hey, there's this guy, and he's shooting everyone." And his dad said, attack the perpetrator and do it properly. That's what his dad texted him back.
Damn, motherfuckers are hunters.
I'm telling you, dude, don't fuck with Chechnya.
So him and like three or four other guys go out and they grab fucking rocks and shit. And they said they got within 3 meters of him and they were going to try to attack him. And then he just turned around and shot one of them in the head. And they were like, fuck, like sticks and stones, bullets, this isn't happening. And they fucking ran. But luckily they ran and they were able to save like 23 children that they hid in a cave.
Yeah.
And then like grabbed three people that were drowning. Cause there was a bunch of caves, I guess, that were only accessible from the water.
So they were
and
jumping
so a lot
into
of people
the water.
That knew, yeah, a lot of people that knew that they were there were getting in the water and swimming to the cliffside where you could only get there and then getting into the caves up under the island. And a lot of people survived that way. Someone died falling off the cliff trying to get just off the fucking island, like in fear, just ran over the ledge and just fucking died. One person trying to swim.
Hit a rock or something.
Just drowned.
Yeah. Right.
The water was fucking freezing. Tons of people were just trying
to
swim.
But the thing I don't understand, like I was looking at all the pictures and it looks cold as balls.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, all the guys are just walking around in their Speedos like they were fucking swimming in
it. It's Norway, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're like, it's 40 degrees out. Feels good out here, no?
Jesus Christ.
That's how they talk.
No, it looked cold as fuck.
They were trying to save their pot of gold.
That's a different island.
Yeah. That's the same. Different. That's what they sound like to me. I don't know.
That's not OTD Island.
That's not an island. That's Ireland.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
There you go.
And Jawas are close to leprechauns.
So I can't picture Jawas. That's why I was not on board.
You can't picture Jawas?
I'm drawing a blank, man.
Sir.
I'm slowly losing my mind, and there are parts that I know I should know, and it's on the tip of my tongue. I'm guessing it's Star Wars. But
have another drink, sir.
I don't know who you are anymore.
I know, man. I don't know either. That's the scary thing. I'm a little bit afraid. There was some shit happening the other day, and I was like, dude, it's on the tip of my tongue. This is shit I should know, and I fucking don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I have like only current things that are in my brain and not the things I should know. I'm telling you, yeah. I took some shit out of my suitcase and left it behind to put some new stuff in my suitcase. That's how my brain
works. I think we all do that though. Yeah. At some point when you're really, really, really busy, yeah. you forget a lot of shit.
Yeah, I will.
You constantly forget
yeah.
shit. It's right. And when you drink a lot,
yeah.
you forget a lot of shit.
It's not from that.
Yeah. But well, your plan's working, Brad. Keep it up.
It is.
Yeah. So
year by year.
Eventually the phone calls start. So he starts calling the equivalent of 911 himself.
And he actually put in his manifesto that that was a tactic of some sort, that it would buy him time, apparently, that if he called, it would delay because of possible negotiations. But in between the calls, he continues to fucking shoot
people. Yeah,
he
keeps shooting people.
Yeah.
But he calls twice to surrender, once at 6 and once at 6:30. and then the cops don't get there until pretty late because, like you said, there was fucked up traffic.
They're dealing with the car bomb.
There's they ended up getting on this janky ass boat, and they said there was so much equipment, so many weapons, and entire fucking laden down SWAT members that the boat almost sunk while it was crossing to the island.
A huge problem, and I watched it, and I really felt for this guy, is there was a ferry that would carry like 50 to 60 people, and that's how they got people back and forth to the island, mm-hmm. and that ferry was there. The leader of the island, like the guy in charge, not the director or whatever, that was like the person that was like the leader of the island, hopped on there with 8 people and fucking took off on the ferry.
Douchebag.
Yeah, so a lot of people were like, dude.
That's fucked up.
In the fight or flight, like he was fucking like bailing. Someone's shooting at him and he jumped on the boat, but that's the only fucking boat other than like some canoes and shit from summer camp.
They should have charged that guy with some murder.
So he didn't go across the fucking thing to the mainland. He took off 1.7 miles north because he was afraid, what if there's more terrorists on the shore waiting for them? So he took off elsewhere. So when a witness immediately gave the description, the license plate, the car, everything for the man that was dressed as a police officer. They had his fucking license plate and description of the vehicle, and they gave it to the police guy on a yellow notepad of paper, whatever, and it got like set aside, and they didn't act on it or do anything or like distribute that to police for 20 minutes. They had the license plate of him, and he took off fucking driving. And then the police...
They could have stopped him before he got to
the special forces. Yeah, they might have been able to stop him, pull him in traffic. The police... And shit was going down. A building just got bombed. If the White House got bombed, then Washington police like found out some shit's happening over here. Like, it was a real magician trick, you know?
Right.
But then they didn't stop traffic leaving the city, so anyone could have fucking left. The buses kept running. Everything kept going. And then the fucking special forces did not have a helicopter equipped for fucking like to take them and drop them on the island, like ropes out of the fucking side, or land anywhere and drop them off.
Right.
So they decided they were just going to fucking drive. And as we know, there was construction shit. They're just driving to the fucking scene. They got there and the ferry boat wasn't there. So there was no boat that could take them. The boats that were there were out trying to pick up swimmers and throw life preservers out in the water to the people that were trying to swim away. So they were just instructed to observe and report. So the fucking special forces guy got there. They got there 30 minutes, within 30 to 35 minutes of the first shot fired. Every minute fucking counts. Every second counts. Then they sat there in observance to finally, they decided we'll have to use our crazy raft, which had to be like brought over and fucking aired up or something. It was like a, like you said, it's one of those crazy rafts you see like the Navy SEALs have. And then they had so many fucking guys 200 yards off the fucking beach. It fucking took on water and the engine stopped because water got in the fuel. Yeah. And so they had to fucking call a dude over with a little like fishing boat and commandeer it to fucking try to like get some of them onto the fucking shore. So it took almost an hour for them to get on. Can you imagine the horror? If it was 3 minutes, it was an eternity of hiding under a rock. And it was an hour and a half of that happening and an hour until the police showed up and finally got to this fucking guy.
Right.
It's, I mean, there's some definite negligence in response time and shit, but to their defense, I mean, there was nothing they had experienced. They just were unprepared for it and other things like bombing the fucking, where the prime minister was at. That's just insane.
And the other thing is they did have a helicopter, but they said the helicopter was far away.
Dude, they could have sniped that guy from the helicopter.
Right. Well, but they said the helicopter was farther away and everybody's decision was, it was
37
different,
miles away.
They were like, there's no reason to call
him because the helicopter's not fast.
Right.
Right. Well, no. The thing was, they were saying it's like 37 minutes away, and everybody was like, "We're going to get there way sooner than that." There's no reason to call the helicopter.
It took that guy an hour.
And I would imagine they kept waiting, and by the time they get there and they're waiting, they were probably like, "Fuck, we should probably call the helicopter now." Yeah. And it's like, "Well, now we'll just wait for the boat, I guess."
And there was a guy. I can't remember his name, but he was fucking going out, and he took 4 or 5 trips back and saved 40 people. by just taking life preservers out on his fucking like fishing boat. And the police ordered him to stop for whatever reason, because he was going to risk himself. They don't want to put him in danger.
Right.
And he saved 40 fucking people. And then a married couple saved another 30. And then only one person drowned in that fucking frozen ass water trying to get away, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. So the cops finally end up getting to the island. And in true like guns ablazing standoff fashion, as soon as he sees cops, he just drops his gun and raises his hands.
Yeah, so, they said he resisted to the point that I saw the leader of the special forces said, had he taken like two more seconds, they were about to take him out. Yeah.
Right.
But which that would never happen here. That motherfucker would be dead for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the scope of this is why Brent's kind of gun shy on this.
The carnage is rough.
So the deaths on the island. So he did 8 for the bombing. Right. And they were all roughly people in their late 20s, 30s, and up to 60s.
Right.
On the island, he killed 2 14-year-olds, 7 15-year-olds, 8 16-year-olds, 16 17-year-olds, 17 18-year-olds, 5 19, and then 1 20, 3 21, 2, and then up to there, up to 51, only about one apiece. So yeah, so the majority was just 18 teenagers. And under.
Yeah.
Just kids and fucking
I think it's literally my daughter's birthday, like fuck yesterday. Like that's what's fucking getting to me.
Yeah,
like,
no, exactly.
14. And I'm just like, oof.
Yeah.
Like trying to think of like, oh yeah, go ahead and go to summer camp, honey.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and you see
now.
The photos of it.
You can't.
Like, and though. It's just a photo of just fucking dead bodies scattered across the beach. Too, it's just like, fuck.
Yeah. And then the parents, man, they interviewed some parents. And they saw one of their daughters home and they were sending texts. The mom was like crying, telling the story about, please text me back. Please text me back. Why aren't you answering your phone? Why don't you answer your phone? She's fucking dead. Like, she died already. The worst though, dude, this kid, someone said, is this your phone or something? Like, no, like it's someone's phone. Take this phone. And for whatever reason, he had to take a phone and he put it in his pocket, and it was some type of smartphone well enough that it had like a picture of mom every time she fucking called, and she kept calling the phone in his pocket. And he was pulling it out and he was like, I can't answer this. I don't know.
Right.
And it said like mom on the fucking thing. And it's a picture of this guy's mom, like smiling and happy. And she's watching the news, 'cause she knows her kid's at summer camp. She's calling his fucking cell phone. And clearly if he has the cell phone, the dude's probably dead. Right. The kid's dead.
Right. Well, and they could have dropped it running or something.
Could have, but that wasn't the case. Like, he was dead. And he just said, I couldn't answer. I didn't want
to. Yeah. What are you going to say?
Right. What are you going to say?
Son might be dead.
No, I found this phone on the ground.
He said it was the hardest thing that's ever happened to his entire life was not even the experience of the fucking being on the island. It was
not
the fact
answering the phone,
having that cell phone and seeing that mom's face call that cell phone in his pocket. And it just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. He said, "Ooh, yeah, I'm telling you, man, this one is rough."
Yeah, it's pretty rough. So he gets arrested. They take him in and the trial begins. And some of the ideology, like his ideology, starts to come out in the trial. And he starts to say, like, he starts to cite the Oklahoma City bombing, Timothy McVeigh. He says the Knights Templar were a big inspiration for
him. His manifesto has the Knight Templar image at the bottom of every page.
That cross that they have.
I'd say it looks pretty cool, man. That's kind of a cool image.
Yeah.
The manifesto looks
the Unabomber. And he said that he liked Japanese bonsai warriors who would kill themselves. And like, he was inspired by all these like bizarre, different influences. And in his testimony, he said that he was outraged at the softening of European culture. And he specifically cited Pete Seeger, the American folk singer.
Bob Seeger.
Pete Seeger.
It's his retarded cousin.
I don't know. He's specifically
not as good.
He specifically cited Pete Seeger's song Rainbow Race. What of how cultural Marxists have infiltrated Norwegian
That has to be like some fucking Nazi fucking crazy ass song.
I don't know. I didn't look it up. I probably
Pete Seeger.
Pete Seeger's Rainbow Race. That was one of the reasons he killed all these people. But yeah, so, and again, at court is where it came out that he said that he played Call of Duty endlessly, and it was his goal to develop target acquisition.
Right.
Like that, he wasn't doing it to necessarily become a better shot.
He wasn't playing, that's actually smart. He wasn't playing that game like the average person just sitting there. He was probably like living that game.
Yeah. Like, he was like, I mean, just basically like, they're going to run that way. They're going to jump. They're going to do this. Like, I have to lead the shot by that much. Like, you know, because they try to be pretty accurate with the physics in Call of Duty.
Right.
So it's like, if you're not good with a gun, you're never going to do it. But I could see where tactics, you would playing that online, you would start to develop some tactics of how to, you know, yeah. how people are going to move, where they're going to go. Like, you know, so that was what he said. But yeah, he said 6 hours and 50 minutes a day of World of Warcraft from November 10th till February 2000, from November 2010 to February of 2011. And then he got too busy building bombs to keep playing World of Warcraft. So at the trial, the first hearing is closed, and I couldn't find the details, but they said that he requested to wear his uniform.
He wanted to wear that police uniform.
He wanted to wear the police uniform.
It said a special designed uniform, but yeah, he got that and something else, and the judge denied both requests.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't give them what they want.
He wanted to read
Norway,
his manifesto.
They do. We'll get
Norway, they
do.
Fucking do, yeah.
It's bullshit.
It doesn't matter if you're in jail for shoplifting or murder.
Yeah. That's the fucking softening of Norway.
That's
bullshit.
Right, yeah.
Eastern culture.
Oh, wait, because I'm going to talk about the prison itself.
They got fucking rubber mats on the playground. Yeah. Fucking there.
Wait till I get to the prison, because it's gonna fucking really upset you. Yeah. Brad's gonna get really upset about prison life.
I'm already building a bomb over here.
Did you actually see the pictures of his cells?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Cells.
Just wait for it, dude. So, no, he was he wanted to read his manifesto at the hearing, and the judge was like, nope, you're not doing that either. He claimed that he was working with two other cells of terrorists in Europe.
Right.
But no one could confirm or deny that particular claim.
And at some point he tried to say he had help, that there was another gunman or something, and tried to leverage that for like some demands or something.
Right.
But that kind of fell apart, and then he later changed it and said he acted alone.
Yeah. So in November of 2011, the police ruled that he was insane. And they said that police psychiatrists said that he was paranoid and schizophrenic, and that he suffered from grandiose delusions. Mm-hmm. That was in November of 2011. In January of 2012, the judge says that they wanted a second opinion because they didn't think this guy was crazy.
Right.
So the Norwegian court ordered him to go under psychiatric monitoring, and then they basically came to the conclusion that he was sane.
Yeah, he's racist as fuck.
Right. He's racist as fuck. He's sane. And then basically they rule that he's sane on April 10th of 2012. And 5 days later, the trial begins. Like, they're just waiting for that ruling to determine how they're going to try him. What's going to happen.
Did you see the arrest of the innocent survivor?
No.
One of the fucking kids from Chechnya, actually, I think it was. When they showed up to the island, it was a 17-year-old kid, and his haircut didn't match his fucking school ID or something. And so he was stripped naked.
Was he black?
That I didn't see.
Oh, no, sorry. From Chechnya. Probably not black.
Yeah. So they fucking strip him naked, arrest him.
Oh, he's a dirty
interrogate
Chechnya,
him. Man. Yeah. They interrogate him with no fucking legal representation and keep him in a holding cell and don't contact his parents. So his parents think he's fucking dead for the whole first 24 hours because he's not one of the people that shows up on the bus and gets a hug because he's in an interrogation cell next to fucking racist, and fucking finally release him like, oops, sorry, you're just a kid that we stripped naked and put in a cell because your haircut looked different on your ID.
Could have been a terrorist.
What do you expect him to do to a Chechenian?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do. Do him here. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
As soon as they get in the country, strip them naked.
That's right. First thing.
There goes our Chechenian audience.
Yep. Yeah, we just blew it in Chechnya.
Yeah,
we were big in Chechnya until a couple of minutes ago.
I was going to tell you right now, if you're from the Czech Republic, don't come to one of our meetups because we will strip you naked and rape you. It's just what we do.
We had 13 different fans. Yeah, it's not from there.
Totally
anymore.
Different than Chechnya.
Oh, my bad.
If you're from Yogurt Slavia, if you're slobbering yogurt over there.
If you're from Kerplunkistan. So on April 16th, the trial begins. April 17th, the judge is disqualified because online he said that he wished Norway had the death penalty.
Yeah.
Can I recant my statement about the Czech Republic?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're a dirty Jew, don't show up to one of our meetups.
Wow.
So we'll strip you naked and rape you.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified.
Okay.
That made a lot of people happier. That smoothed over any awkward Chechenian feelings.
Not just, see, you guys might have taken that wrong. Not just a Jew. I don't mind them. If you're a dirty Jew, that's where it's at. Mm. So you have to understand. See, now Brent's not offended anymore. He's smiling. No,
that's a nervous smile.
That's him walking away slowly.
Because he went from like, oh God, to like, I clarified, and then he's smiling at me. So we're good.
So the trial goes until August of 2012. Breivik is Judge Sane. He's sentenced to 21 years in prison, which is the maximum possible prison sentence in Norway. But once the 21 years are up, they can keep adding 5 years perpetually as long as they determine that you're still a threat to society. Right. But there's no such thing as a life sentence. You get 21 years, they reassess. And if you've been rehabilitated, then you're out. And if you're still a threat to society, you get 5 more years.
In 21 years, there's enough people that rehabilitation, like there's still going to be some vengeance involved. I do not think you can release that dude back into the pond.
Yeah, I doubt this guy's getting out.
You done fucked up, Norway. You never know. You never know. He could turn the
hearts. Actually have, like, because they don't focus on punishment, they do the rehabilitation thing, they have a really good rate of like fucking dudes going back out.
No, they really do. Here's the thing, because I'm conflicted, because I know the American prison system is completely fucked and it doesn't work.
This is the thing, Norwegians are raised and built different too than Americans.
That's true.
So you can't compare the two.
But no, their prison system is all about rehabilitation. Like I think the best prison in America,
I like it,
is worse than the worst prison in Norway.
I like it.
Like, oh, yeah. I think that's definitely.
I
like it.
I say we keep them soft like the Australians. And then that way, when we take over.
I feel like Australians are soft.
Oh, they're soft.
A bunch of convicts. They're soft. Boxing kangaroos.
They used to be. Used to be. They've changed now.
So?
Yep. So, okay. So here's the thing. So he gets his sentence. This is in 2012. He gets arrested. In 2016,
see what you did.
2015.
Brad. I know what's going on right now.
2015 or 16, he sues the Norwegian government for violating his human rights as a prisoner.
Oh, he sues them.
He sues them because they're violating his human rights.
Doing what? Giving him American food?
Wait. Here's the thing. So the Oslo District Court ruled that the Norwegian government did violate Breivik's rights because they breached an article prohibiting degrading treatment of prisoners under the European Convention of Human Rights. And what they specifically did was they blew it because they prevented, I'm trying to find the wording,
it's solitary
that they
confinement
used
for a social interaction. Like,
oh my God,
they violated his private family life and his correspondence clause.
He violated that. Is this episode built to piss Brad off?
I think it is. Because they edited his mail and wouldn't give him all of his letters. And they wouldn't let family and friends visit him. Because he was in, and he wouldn't even talk with other prisoners because they had him isolated because they were afraid that his nasty views would spread through the prison.
Here's the deal.
So
they should.
Isolated him.
Yes.
Here's the deal, Brad.
No,
I know. I'm with you, but here's the deal. Logic, if rules are rules, you have to have rules, right? And they have to be defined rules. Otherwise, you have a gradient of maybe you're going to fucking do some shit or you're not, right? Like if it says that you're going to treat this person with these rules, then you need to make some fucking new rules about people that are really bad prisoners and say that they get to sit in the fucking dark and they don't get
and
PlayStation 2s.
And that's when you write them right there.
He has a PlayStation 2.
What the fuck?
Well, wait for it. So here's the thing. So
I'm going to fucking break all this shit.
His
right now.
Cell has 3 rooms.
It's an apartment, dude. It's got a kitchen and shit. Like it's
one for living. Okay. Here's the thing. There's three.
It's not. It's like fucking IKEA in there.
Well, here's the thing.
There's some bullshit. Yeah.
Wait, there's 3 rooms. One for living, which includes like a bathroom, shower combo. One for studying.
Oh.
And a third for physical exercise.
Yeah.
So he has a study with a computer in it.
No internet.
He has a TV. He has a PlayStation 2. And in 2015, he was complaining in letters to the New Yorker saying that he was upset because he couldn't believe that they had the audacity to not give him a PlayStation 3.
Get the fuck out of here.
And he went,
you know what, Norway? Norway, fuck off with your bullshit. I think he's right. They went too soft. They should have fucked him up and showed him like, no, we're not soft. But they didn't.
I agree that he should not get a PlayStation 3, but at the same time, I think that if you're going to have a law, you have to have the fucking law.
You know what they should
have
did?
So they got to change the fucking
Atari.
Law then.
Yeah, that's fine. We change laws here every fucking day.
Yeah. So, but no problem. They ruled in his favor. They made the Norwegian government pay the equivalent of $41,000.
And his allowance, legal fees. He got $50 a week, and he fucking like, I think they doubled his allowance, right?
I think so, yeah. But those stories I read, but then more recently,
I don't get $100 extra a week.
So
this is bullshit.
But wait for it. It gets a little bit better. In March of 2017, an appeals court overturned the lower court's ruling and said it wasn't inhumane, and they put it back up to court. And on June 8th of 2017, my birthday, I might add.
Nice.
That's the problem.
Norway's Supreme Court said that it's done. They won't hear the case. There was no inhuman treatment,
right,
and he can go fuck himself. So they took all the money back.
Good.
And they told him, you can stay in your
fucking
cell. That's
because finally my wig on my balls fucking set in on that fucking panel.
So on the June 8th, they said, no violation of human rights. And I don't understand this logic. On June 9th, Breivik's lawyers confirmed in a public statement that he legally changed his name to Fjotolf Hansen.
That's a lethal weapon. So he's one of the Hansen weapon brothers. Guy.
Yeah. I think that's the problem. He realized he didn't have enough of a Euro terrorist.
Didn't that guy fight Rocky?
Fjotolf Hansen.
Yeah, and Rocky 6.
Rocky 7.
No, 7?
Rocky 7,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, as soon as they said, nope, you're staying in your cell, he said, I'll get him. I'll change my name to Fjotolf Hansen. That'll show him, motherfuckers.
Some bullshit.
He changed his name. So then there's conspiracy theories. Did you guys see the conspiracy theories that
I saw a second gunman? Yeah, I saw a second gunman that someone with dark hair was there. Not just because he
said it. Yeah, the dark hair was the kid that got fucking strip searched.
Some of the people that actually like were there for the shooting said they saw someone else. But only a couple of them. But fuck, I don't know. Most of them were dead. So right. Who knows what the other people saw.
So our good friend Alex Jones blamed it on the Masons.
Mm-hmm.
On his
that
show.
That makes sense.
He, on InfoWars, he said it was
the
Masons.
I wish I could watch Alex Jones more, but I can't. Because
he's
all
crazy.
He does is wants to say he predicted everything. Like, which we talked about back in 2007 when we had the documents from my off-the-record interview, and he just fucking keeps going about. He just wants to say, remember when I said that?
Right.
And then he's like, we're going to take a break right now. You're going to buy some fucking supplies for the
exactly.
The world.
Buy some vitamin mix.
Yeah, vitamin mix for the black helicopters to take over the world. The government's after you. They're going to get you. We're going to talk to my guests.
The thing is, though, people are into that shit.
Oh,
and they're buying the vitamin mix.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking crazy.
I feel great. I feel energized.
Yeah. So Alex Jones was selling whiskey in the commercials, exactly. Brent would be fucking watching.
His show's bullshit, but his vitamin mix is, my pee glows in the dark.
Yeah.
Doesn't smell like tuna, but it glows in the dark.
Well, they sponsor that crazy bastard. Yeah. I wonder how much money they'll give
us. No, it's all his products.
Oh, I wonder if he'll sponsor us.
It's
that'd
his
be great.
Vitamin
we're endorsed
mix. It's
by Alex Jones.
Just it's feeding, his prepper food.
Feeding the people bullshit.
Yeah.
Yes. I like it.
The crazy thing is he's been right about a ton of shit, but I just wish he would present it as if hey, this is what I'm saying, instead of constantly going,
the government's
I
made
was
him,
first. Remember when I told you?
The government's made him crazy.
Well, but the other thing is,
Think if you lived that life. Like, you live that life of everything is a conspiracy.
Well, here's the
you
exactly.
would be fucking crazy. Too.
But the other thing is, if you spend
you're crazy
4 hours a day on the fucking radio talking about every fucking conspiracy theory
every
under the sun,
store.
Eventually you're going to be able to say, yeah, that was me.
Every grocery store.
Every grocery store.
I heard it happen. He connects them now, though. He's like, got Freemasons coming over here with the chemtrails. He's fucking connects
with
them with Pizzagate. He's going to come over there with politicians, with Hillary Clinton, assassinated.
Bohemian Grove, all up in their ass.
Yeah.
Didn't even know. It's right under their nose.
1776. He's fucking crazy.
Breivik was amazing. But again,
George Jefferson came back as a mummy and now bombed the Norwegians with a car bomb and shot 77 children.
He's going to have to give me just 15 more years. I'm there.
Yeah. You throw enough shit at a wall, it's going to stick. Yeah. You talk about enough conspiracy theories, eventually you can say, no, I said that. I said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you fucking did.
Yeah.
You also blamed it on a Jell-O alien or something.
Wait till they come
shit.
Around with the moon landing as being fake. We're going to be fucking
lizard
all over
people.
That shit.
Yeah, we are.
We fucking said it.
Some people blame it on
every grocery
Israel
store.
And the CIA. They say that the CIA, NATO, and Israel did it in order to kill Muslims or to do something to fuck with Muslims.
Right. Dirty Jews.
And then, of course, they said that it's a false flag. A lot of people said that it was to keep the Labor Party to be able to let it consolidate its power and
get participation
even more powerful.
In every like form of government, voting, the Labor Party, applications for all of those types of groups went up like huge. Like this is the Labor Party got like 6,000 new members or something, and they got applications for every crazy political thing. Like everyone just like jumped up and started participating in everything, including the Jelly of the Month Club. I heard.
It made me a little bit sad though, because in America, this would be like highly heralded as a false flag, period.
Right.
Like everybody would, there would be reams and reams of internet cuckoos.
You know why?
Saying false flag.
You know why?
Why?
Because if your wife fucked fucking three guys three different times over the last fucking 60 years and you knew about it, the next time like you think someone fucked your wife, they probably did. And that's the problem. There's a long fucking history of us doing false flag events and it being declassified once the old rich white guy dies that would have been in trouble for it. And so
I don't understand.
We go, oh yeah, that sounds a lot like this. Were they running a drill? Was this involved? Was there fucking gun rights? Is there something to gain from this? Can they take away our rights for this thing? Probably a false fucking flag. Norway though, they were like, what are they doing? Making IKEA furniture?
But no, all of the above is true. Like if this were an American case, you'd be jumping down the throat of the police delay, right, of not locking down the thing, of the fact that the prime minister didn't happen to be in his office that day. He decided to stay at home.
Those are all good points for this false flag.
The fucking helicopter didn't get mobilized. Yeah. They had it way far away.
I just think because there wasn't a long line of history of these type of events occurring. It's commonplace here. You know what I mean? And every time it fucking happens, there's these things like, oh, why are they running a drill for that thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if Alex Jones talked about this though, I'm surprised false flaggers weren't false flagging it up, whether it's in America
or not. Because Alex
Jones deals with right wing versus left wing.
Right.
It's still, you know, impacting gun laws.
I think we say right wig versus left wig.
You know why? Because it's also a lot.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying from now on.
Right wig.
No, I think too though, Alex Jones, like something crazy like this happens, he has to make it into some sort of conspiracy thing.
Of course.
Because if it was just what it was, it wouldn't be worth talking about.
Right.
It would just be this guy came in, shot a bunch of people. It's fucking crazy. Guy's nuts.
I mean, it's going to echo across gun laws worldwide for sure. But I think it's just distant enough from home that it doesn't affect our politics. And Alex Jones is more centric on stuff that's happening that ultimately affects the United States. You know what I mean? He's more like, I mean, he does say, oh, the Chechens and the Iraqi and the Mossad, like he says all this crazy shit, but ultimately it's because it's going to cause oil prices to go up and lizard people are fucking going to take over the fucking White House. Right. You know what I mean? It all ultimately ends up impacting something in the United States. He's generally not
very
so concerned as to what the outcome over there is going to be, I think. You know what
I mean? He doesn't really care if the Norwegians can have guns.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's why we see it more here, because it's affecting us,
right,
and we're not going to get hyped up on some shit that's not about us necessarily. You know what I mean? And the reason most of it is because it's usually Middle Eastern things, which are directly like it's going to be poppy fields or fucking oil or some shit,
right,
or some type of Halliburton building contract for compounds. Something like that is affecting us monetarily. But the Norway thing, we don't really have a relation where it's affecting us other than the fact of him acquiring everything legally. Yeah. Like it could affect, oh yeah, now you can buy fertilizer without fucking
personally
ID.
All the good DJs from coming over here.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, everyone be touching the EQ.
Yeah,
that's cannot true. Have that shit.
Yeah,
nope. Fucking no go.
So I don't know. Weird story. The guy's a fucking lunatic. I'm torn about the prison scenario because I know we have some of the worst in the Western world.
One of the issues is too is our prison system is all fucking monetary based.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like they're looking for money. They're all privatized and it's bullshit. Wow,
that was weird. Yeah. I think if you kill someone. There's
should be more stringent rules.
When you
get the same fucking sentence as the guy that stole shit from Walmart,
right?
You know,
yeah. If you're
and stole a desk from IKEA.
If you go to prison for selling weed, like put him in there and be like, hey, check it out, man. You might want to start a business if you're like selling shit, you're like buying shit for this much and selling buy it for dollars.
That makes sense. Too. Not angry about it,
right?
Yeah. If you're smuggling drugs, go, hey, you should go into logistics or transportation
or swimming.
You're good at this,
right?
You know what I mean? And like you could do something with that.
You ever thought about smuggling grapes?
But when you're killing people, unless they're going to say, let's put you into the assassin program for the government, but otherwise it's like, if you did a bunch of really like heinous, fucking horrible, cruel
go
things,
fuck yourself.
You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You fucked up. Like
they need to go fuck
like the guy
flaws.
That fucks his dog, put him in dog grooming or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Perfect mix. Perfect. Yeah.
animal cruelty. Put him around animals.
Yeah.
He beat
kids.
You would make him a preschool teacher.
Exactly.
I'm disagreeing.
You're right on.
But no, they have, right. I mean, the country has one of the lowest like repeat offender rates because the prisoners actually get out trained. The country doesn't have a stigma. They don't have a stigma of felons that they're some fucking piece of shit and they'll never get a job. And that's part of it in America. Yeah. You get out of prison, you can't get a job anywhere. Yeah. You're fucked.
The problem is fucking Jose got tattoos all over his head in prison.
That is another problem.
And there might be something to be said for, you know, having that 21 years, like there's hope again. And you go, you know what? I fucked up. And you have self-reflection.
Right. I killed 40 people. I have a
chance. The killing 40 people, you're fucked. Right. You fuck off.
Are you sure? Hold on a minute. You're just backpedaling on what you're saying.
No.
I could change.
You killed a bunch of people. Fuck you.
I'm
saying if you're selling weed or some bullshit.
I could change.
Here's the thing.
I only killed like 8 kids. I can change.
You know? They basically need to say,
steal cars,
okay,
fix cars, sell cars.
You broke a crime. You broke the law in Norway. We send you to Happy IKEA PlayStation 2 jail. When you're a monster and you murder everybody, they should just, you know, we're keeping
you here.
Exactly.
And you can hang out with
you know what's going to be great?
Hang out with some Crips.
What's going to be fucking awesome is when this guy rehabilitates and they fucking let him out. That's the test.
That's what I said. You put him back in the pond. Let him out. Yeah.
Right. Which again is why that judge got dismissed on the first day of the trial. Cause on the internet, he was like, I wish we had the death penalty. Cause he even knew this guy's going to get out
like,
and fuck this guy. You know,
wow.
I'd probably buy a plane ticket if he got out. You know what I mean? I bet there's a bunch of dudes that would feel that way.
Yeah. You know where he's going to come? America.
Fuck yeah.
That's exactly where he's
coming. Why would you do that?
America.
He's already fucking sending letters to the New York Times.
Merca.
Yeah.
The fucking, because he's mad about what he has in his cell. They didn't get him a PlayStation 3.
We ain't paying for that. Take the weights away, man.
Merca.
They do get honey buns.
He's coming over here.
Is it sponsor time?
I guess.
Feels like sponsor time. We need to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce and just a reminder, John Schultz, wherever you're at in Black Germany, message us on Facebook and we will get the hot sack to you right on your chin.
We need to put Black Germany on the map.
Yeah. We do. Yeah. I'm kind of curious.
We'll just make a map and it's Germany painted black. That's like everything else is normal. Like all the portion. Colors like the normal globe.
There has to be a Black Germany. We got like where other Germans don't want to go.
Exactly.
It's like...
Maybe it's Austria.
It's the un-Germany. Ooh,
yeah. it might be Austria.
They're all tanned.
Yeah. It's called
Austria.
It's just called Germ Jiggity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to Germ Jiggity. Lift some weights, pump some iron, get on the tanning bed.
How do you say it in German in Ebonics? Yeah, just Germ Jiggity. That's just
Germ Jiggity.
That's some white ass fucking Brent made that shit up. I don't think that counts.
No, it works for me.
I like it.
Germans do Hasselhoff, so Yeah, Germ Jiggity's good.
I like Germ Jiggity.
Yeah, it's Black Germany.
Yep, Germ Jiggity.
All right, John.
Well, because you don't call it Germany, you call it Deutschland.
Yeah.
Like we call it Black Germany, they call it Germany.
Germ Jiggity. Germ Jiggity. White Dave over there.
Jim Maru. That sounds like, what is that? Germany. Like, what is that? That's a fucking Disney song you did for a second.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Elio Yucateco Hot Sauce.
Chim Chimney.
That's what it is.
That's right.
Germany.
Black Germany.
What is happening?
Our Fuhrer is black as shit.
I'm really loving Black Germany. That's where
Black Germany. Black Germany's Fuhrer drinks grape juice and hangs his laundry
purple
out to dry.
I belong in Black Germany.
Fuck yeah, macaroni and cheese.
All
and
my
chicken.
Peeps belong in Black Germany.
Yeah.
Make
those of you that are white black, you belong in Black Germany.
That's right. We'll start our own country. We'll make Apple Hasselhoff every day of the year. It'll be done.
Apple Hasselhoff. What is that?
It's delicious. I fucking love Apple Hasselhoff. Crumbly delicious.
Just like Mama used to
make.
So
good.
Yeah. If you're making Apple Hasselhoff or macaroni and cheese or top ramen, you can put El Yucateco hot sauce on it, which is available at most major grocery stores, Walmart, Target.
Every grocery store.
If you're outside, it's not. I went to Albertsons and could not find that shit, actually.
It is in Black Germany.
I went to the Eastside Albertsons and it was not there.
No, it's not there.
I even looked in the ethnic section, And they got rid of a fucking Taco Works chips.
That's because Albertsons don't have them there anymore. Business. Albertsons
still do.
Sucks.
Nope. I was there like yesterday getting your birthday shit. They do not have Taco Works chips.
Balls.
Yeah.
Albertsons sucks.
Yeah, apparently.
Don't go to Albertsons. We're boycotting Albertsons.
Yeah, they will not be a sponsor. But
I am boycotting Albertsons until probably like tomorrow or the day after tomorrow.
No, there's another store by you.
No, there really isn't.
You can fucking drive your car to another store.
Oh, I'm not getting into this one.
No.
But El Yucateco Hot Sauce is available everywhere, including them internets, whether you like doing that or not. They do have a website.
Every grocery store.
ElYucateco.com. Speaking of El Yucateco, they are sending us to Chicago, to the House of Blues on December 9th, which is like 12 days away, I think. depending on when you're listening to this. And we will be at the House of Blues from 2 p.m. It
could
to
be like 5 days away or yeah, could be, like
well,
a
it's going to be, this gonna be no, this is going to be Tuesday. So that's the 28th. So we're going on the 9th. So whatever that is, that means
I'll be
days.
There on the 7th, but it is on the 9th. I'll be frozen.
You're eating, on the 7th? I'll be there on the 8th.
It's Thursday night, yeah.
Be there on the 8th, going to a Blackhawks game.
Yeah.
You hockey
didn't,
bitches.
Didn't invite us
in Chicago.
Straight, yeah.
You guys don't watch hockey.
You didn't ask. Maybe I would have watched hockey.
I don't know.
I got all the Condors games. I got a jersey and shit. It's,
yeah. NHL, baby.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't been to an NHL game.
I've never been.
It's going to be cool.
That note, printdirtcheap.com sells sticky stuff and printed stuff. You can get stickers there if you have a podcast or a business or whatever you want. Mm-hmm. They also do crazy cardboard cutouts of your grandma if you have a picture such that would
with
scale.
Like a vagina black hole.
With a vagina black hole. Man, he loves our sponsorship.
I'm sure he does.
He does, yeah. But you can use code SOFAKING to save money on printdirtcheap.com. Also, thank you to Daily Own Graphics. Speaking of, the sweatshirts are on their way here to be on their way there to be produced. If you missed it, too bad, bitches. I know some of you guys were trolling me in the group saying that you forgot to order. I didn't look. I moved on. I saw that shit.
I did. I replied. You know.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm selling. If you guys forgot to order, I'm selling sweatshirts for $134.99 nice. Plus tax and shipping.
Good hustle.
You know I know a fucking guy.
Good yeah. hustle. Good hustle. So,
that's yeah, funny.
Just hit me up. Let me know. I'll get you a sweatshirt right away.
Man, that's
you might even get yours before the other people get theirs.
Really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. You're just going to break my arm so I can't pack the boxes and shit.
No, I'll just go get some sweatshirts and make them. Yeah.
Here's the thing that we should cut this part out of the show. Then I'll offer them for like $120.
Yeah.
And then more people will actually buy them
because yeah.
then they'll think it's like a hustle and then we can just split the money up.
It is a hustle. I want $100.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you didn't get it and you're willing to pay $134 for it, I'm here for you.
And you wear a 2X, man. You can have Brad's. It right. smells yeah. like Axe body spray.
No, I'll get you a sweatshirt.
Also,
Axe body spray.
Yeah.
The fuck, where's that?
You.
No, I don't.
I smelled it. It's hot.
No,
I'll get you a toe.
It's Old Spice deodorant, son.
Just deodorant. You rub it on your neck.
That's no. I just put it on my underarms.
And you sweat enough that you can smell it like it's cologne.
Does it smell good?
And smell like Axe body spray.
That's right.
All right. Thank you too.
It's not Axe body spray, but.
To good. Daily Own Graphics. You can find them on social media at Daily Own Graphics with an X on Facebook and Instagram. Also,
send him dick pics.
Send him dick pics. It's been a while. He's been craving the vein yep. and he hasn't had in a yep. while. Send that skin flute, whatever you got, yep. to Daily Own Graphics.
Yep. Yo, one-eyed snake.
He misses his fame. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. She can put your grandma's face on a pillow or a funny podcast quote or whatever the fuck you want. If you got something you want on a pillow, she can put mm-hmm. it on there, on a blanket, on a coffee mug, on a camping mug, yeah. on a mouse pad.
You could get, say, Sammy Walsh's face on a blanket with a dick on his forehead.
You were saying mm-hmm. that you were from Chechnya that. Or something. How do you say Michael Jackson, Coca-Cola,
bang, bang.
Yeah. America, real good. Coca-Cola, Michael Jackson. You're so cool. You could say Sammy Walsh's face on a blanket. I don't
know why. Dick on his forehead.
Yeah, so the dick on
you
his
could
forehead.
Get that. I'm there just saying.
Yeah, there you go, Sammy Walsh.
Just saying.
Also, thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com and look for the baby arm Easter egg. If you can find it, a couple people found it, just for the record. It is there. I'm not fucking around.
And it's surprising.
It is surprising. Yeah.
I gasped.
Well, I was blessed with genetics. That's all I'll say.
No. Oh, I found a different one.
Oh, really? What is it? It's on the baby arm? They changed out my picture?
I'm not telling you if you don't know.
Oh, I thought I was still the picture.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Yes, how many dragons do you know?
I am curating this podcast.
What else did I have to say? Listen to... Who
got a Sofa King Podcast.
Sofa King Podcast.
Give those guys a listen.
If you haven't checked them out, check those guys out. Yeah. I heard they have social media at Sofa King Podcast across the board, and they also have a Patreon at SofaKingPodcast.com.
/SofaKingPodcast.
At Patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And what else?
Yeah,
what else?
It.
You can buy shit from us on our website at /shop at www.com if you could find that shit.
You can listen to lesser podcasts.
Like Mixed Feelings Podcast. Just the Worst Podcast, Life Bites Podcast, Breakers Podcast, Blue Eyed Mafia Podcast.
Our newest sponsor, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
His podcast.
He's sponsoring a podcast. It's weird. Yeah, I know. It's
very weird.
Yeah.
But it works. Whatever. Whatever pays the bills.
That's the only podcast I can think of right now.
Yep.
That's just a bunch of people that listen to our podcast and have podcasts.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's Jenna Corbett's podcast?
Jenna Corbett, the taxidermist.
Is that the podcast? She has a podcast.
Yeah, it's called The Taxidermist.
Is it?
No, I have no idea. No. I don't think she has a podcast.
She has a podcast.
Does she?
Yeah.
How has she not shouted that out before?
I don't know.
It's called The Taxidermist.
Yeah. It's creepy. Yeah.
Somebody else has one. What's the girl's name? It's a chick.
Luca Bros.
The girl's a chick? No way.
Yeah, that's she's vague, a chick. Sir. She's not a tranny. She's like a regular chick.
A regular chick.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me.
That's the tranny minus the bulge. But I don't remember. I don't know. Maybe I'll get you next time. I probably won't remember. I tried. Remember.
Next episode. All right. That's all I got.
All right. Let me turn this mouse back on.
It's got a sink and shit. There it goes. It worked.
All right. Don't be a retard.
From the grave, I had a close shave. The cops tried to lock me down, cause the Glock they found was stolen. That's how I'm rolling. Calvin Klein's no friend of mine, so I don't like Marky or the Monarchy. Don't start me up like a Rolling Stone, I'll leave you soaking like Macaulay Culkin on Malone. So get a grip like Steven Tyler. I used to trip with the Divine Styler. Back in the days, there were Irish ways and Irish laws. Stand up for the cause. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. I rock shit like running Neo. It's a black day of fish. Quick run, get the best. I'm down with the hill, cause I still got the skill to turn the party out. It's all about the skyscraper. Your girl caught the paper, so I might videotape her. I make a lot of paper, so I don't have to scrape the bottom of the barrel. I rock fly apparel. Yo, I can pull your car starting up the Harley Davidson. I got the gun, so the drama you can save. Well, it's the mad bomb rushing. Fuck your repercussion. From LA to Flushing, I get your girly blushing. Cut you like the butcher, but it ain't Joe the writer. The old record looper, cause I'm super like Schneider. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. Lose my cool, you lose if we do. Cause I can stomp a hole in the soul of a funk with the rhymes in my head and the beats in my tongue. I got skill, kid, and I'm under milk it. For all it's worth, I'm getting rhymes on earth. So step to the next head, Alexa, not accent. He's gone, and that's how it's supposed to be. Don't stand so close to me, cause when it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man.